Hey friends, welcome to the Well Aligned Podcast. This podcast is for women seeking to work within their soul aligned purpose. If you're no longer feeling inspired by your career and are receiving the nudges that there is something more, then this podcast is for you. We interview women who have done just that, have made the transition into a career that lights them up. I'm your host, Sandy, and I've made many career transitions in my life. So I'm excited that you're here. Let's get started with the episode. Welcome to the next episode of the Well Aligned Podcast. Today, my guest is Samantha from Skin Deep Aesthetics. She started her aesthetics career in 2010. And she also just recently launched her own skincare brand. It's for tweens. It's called Zozo Skin. And again, you will hear, and I'm hearing this repeatedly from my podcast guests, about how they wish they would have started sooner. So if you have a dream, if you have an idea, if you have a side hustle you want to work on, get started now. Hi, Samantha. Thank you so much for coming to the Well Aligned Podcast today. I'm really excited that you're here so you can share your journey. So why don't we just start by you sharing a little bit about yourself and what you're doing today?
Yeah. Thank you, Sandy, for having me. So I'm a licensed esthetician. I've been an esthetician since 2003. So I've been doing it over 20 years. I started out in the medical field and then realized I didn't like that kind of industry. So I ended up in a regular day spa. And then I ended up going more holistic. So I opened up my own company, Skin Deep Aesthetics, in the basement of my house in 2010. At the time, I had a 2-year-old. And so I was doing facials during naps and bedtime. And then eventually when I got divorced, I grew my company, moved into a salon suite, and I've pretty much been there since 2017. So
you've seen a lot of growth since 2010.
I have.
Starting out in your home, and now you have your own space, and you also have your own skincare line that you're launching, which we'll dive into. But can you talk a little bit about the journey before 2010 and what you were doing and what actually attracted you to the field of skincare and aesthetics?
Yeah. I kind of got into the field by accident. I was 24 years old and I'm like, I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. So I was kind of working in like whatever jobs, like secretary or like receptionist, trying to go to school, you know, just kind of taking classes here and there, just trying to figure out, I don't know. At 24, you kind of get to that point and you're like, I should figure this stuff out. And my mom was like, you should try esthetician school because, you know, I was 24. I was going out every night. And when I went out, you know, you get dressed. And this is back in like the 90s, whenever, you match your makeup to your clothes and, you know, you're standing outside without a coat on. So I was like, oh, this is great. I'm like, yeah, I'll go learn how to be a makeup artist. And hated putting makeup on people. I absolutely hate it. But I ended up falling in love with the science of the skin. So when I graduated aesthetic school, like med spas had literally just started opening up. So it was like a brand new thing. So I was like, oh, I'm going to go there. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, being med spas being so new, like we didn't have the training that they have now. So you know, fresh out of school, not even knowing much about aesthetics at all. You know, I didn't really enjoy it because I was like hurting people, burning people just because I didn't know any better. So I ended up shifting and going into a day spa, which I worked in that industry until I had my oldest. So, and then it was just, I mean, you know how it is. The hours are bad. So with a new baby, it was kind of hard. So I stopped working. So.
And what steps did you take to make that shift, to make that change? I know obviously you went to aesthetic school, but what type of research did you do or also steps did you take to make that change?
To get into school, you mean, or to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I just started researching schools and I, you know, there was one not too far from my house. So I was like, oh, okay. They, you know, I mean, we learned like aesthetics, we learned waxing, and we learned makeup. So that's kind of where I was like, ooh, I don't like doing this.
Yeah. You identify what you like and what you don't like in aesthetic school.
Yeah.
You identify, okay, this is the path that I want to take, right? Whether it be some people specialize in just straight up waxing, and then that's their specialty. So, I think great. And where did you go to school? Just out of curiosity, where did you study?
It was a suburb of Chicago, so the school's not even there anymore.
And what are you doing currently to up level your skills in aesthetics?
I mean, I'm always taking classes. Yeah, I love learning, so I'm always like watching webinars, listening to podcasts. You know, I feel like whenever there's like an opportunity to take like education classes, I have a business coach and I'm part of an esthetician group. So, you know, we share and bounce ideas off each other. I do microcurrent, so I try to keep up on those trainings. I feel like all the trainings that I actually do don't count toward the CEUs. So
yeah,
they're more fun.
So. And I know that you started your own brand. So would you say a big percentage of your time goes towards preparing for that launch or preparing for that new venture? Or how does that, and also just talk to us, like, how does that look? Because you have your established aesthetics business. So talk us through how that looks in a day.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I have like 4 days that I see clients. So the days that I'm at work, I'm at work. I'm with clients. I'm trying not to do my admin work. I'm someone that gets up at like 4 o'clock in the morning just to get the work done before the kids are up and before like the day starts. And then I have like 2 days a week where those are the days that I work on the skincare line and, you know, all the social media stuff and anything else that I have to do for the business. So that's kind of how I split my time.
And talk to us about your product launch and the new brand that you're creating. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So it's a skincare line for tweens, because obviously all of a sudden tween skincare is like the rage right now. I have a tween daughter, and that's how I learned about everything that's going on with what they're seeing on social media. I was actually creating products for my own company because I wanted to have an exclusive line. And when the samples came, my daughter's like, "Ooh, I want some of those." And I'm like, "What do you need products for?" And then she started rattling off all these brands that her friends are using. I'm like, why are they using these products? And so obviously I went down that rabbit hole and realized like they're using like adult products that could potentially really hurt their skin. So after talking to my chemist, I realized that the products that she had formulated for me were safe enough to use for young skin. So I kind of shifted gears into the tween skincare line.
So what does your day look like? Because you're obviously, you have the two businesses. Yeah. How do you structure that day?
Some days I feel like a hot mess. You know, like I said, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do like all my like admin work, check my emails, you know, kind of schedule some social media posts, do that kind of stuff. And then I have three kids. I'm a single mom. So I have to get everybody up and out the door. So a good portion of my morning is taken up by that. And then if I go to work, I usually see clients most of the day. Until like, if I work during the day, I work when the kids are in school because they have activities at night. So usually evenings, I don't do a lot of work. I may check emails and stuff. And then the days that I'm with, like I'm not with clients, you know, I schedule podcasts or, you know, I have different meetings that I'm involved in. I try to do some networking and, you know, just kind of focus on getting out there and talking about the line. So.
So you are a powerhouse and you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, which I don't know if I could get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I would love to, though. I would get so much done.
Yeah.
So you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you have three kids, you're a single mom, and you have two businesses. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, my oldest gets up at 5:30. So it's like, I really don't have that much time to work in the morning.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's amazing though, to me. It really is. truly amazing. So now that you are where you are at this stage, when does your product line launch, or has it launched?
I just got the product like 2 days ago. So
you did.
I kind of did like a little soft launch. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And if you were to give someone advice who is either A, looking to become an esthetician, or B, they're looking to start their own product line, or maybe they're both, maybe they're an esthetician and they've been thinking about it. They've been thinking about creating something. What advice would you give that person?
I mean, I would tell you to go for it. You know, I feel like I love the aesthetics field. Like, I am so grateful that I got into this industry. I absolutely love everything about it. And I feel like now you can do so much. Like you said, if you want to wax, you could be a waxer. Mm-hmm. I have a friend that built her business just doing eyebrow waxing, and she's super successful, and it blows my mind. You know, I'm like, I don't like waxing and doing eyebrows, but I'm like, more power to her. You know, I just think it's so cool that we have like, we just have more opportunity in this industry than we did 20 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. And looking back, is there anything that you would have done differently with either your aesthetics career, or I know this new launch is new, but is there anything that you would do differently in either one?
I mean, yeah, with the product line, I'm still learning. So I feel like that has a huge learning curve right now. So I'm kind of still navigating those waters. With my company, I wish I would have grown a little bigger quicker, you know, like early on. But, you know, when my kids were little, being a single mom, it's hard because my kids come first. And so I always put my kids before my business. So I feel like, you know, now that they're older, I feel like I can work a little bit more and give more. So I just kind of wish I would have done it earlier on.
And how do you get the word out about your current business and also your new product line that you're launching? How are you marketing both of those together? Because I understand it's
hard.
It's a lot of work posting, creating content, and it's a lot of work. So I'm just curious, and I'm sure other people would be curious too, how you market both of those businesses.
Right. I haven't started marketing the tween line yet because, like I said, I'm still trying to navigate the waters of getting it, you know, figuring out how to get it in the hands of consumers. But like, as far as my company, honestly, I'm the worst social media person because I'll post for a while and then I fall off the wagon because it gets overwhelming. So I feel like I've always struggled with that. Word of mouth has been, I would say, the biggest referral base that I've had since I've opened, connecting with some local businesses and just having that business relationship. You know, we're in the relationship business. So I feel like having those relationships with other small businesses is essential for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It really is. Do you have any networking tips? Because you mentioned just the connection in the industry. Do you have any networking tips that you can share?
I mean, look for like a connection with people. You know, I feel like sometimes we go into those meetings thinking like, oh, what can I get out of it? And it's like, okay, what can you give back to the group? Kind of that's, you know, that's how I look at it. Like, can I make a friend? Like, is there somebody in this group that's going to be like my ride or die friend? You know, that's kind of how I go into those meetings. And some of them are great. And some of them you're just like, I don't have to go back to this one. But it's like, just put yourself out there because you don't know who you're going to meet and what opportunities you might find.
Yeah, for sure. And are there any business resources that you can't do without, that you can't live without in either one of your businesses? Is there something that you use every single day that you just say, oh my gosh, I couldn't live without this?
Yeah. My Google Calendar is one.
Right.
And then in my business group, we use this budgeting software called YNAB. So I'm learning how to, you know, obviously when you run your own company, you have to know your numbers. And that's something I'm learning. And, you know, it's a work in progress, like learning your numbers, knowing your numbers, having that structure, having that consistency and knowing, you know, where you're at. That's been a struggle of mine, but I'm trying to get better at, you know, always every morning checking my numbers and just seeing where I'm at. And then just having that budgeting software to kind of help me see like where my money's going.
That's a really good policy to follow, is knowing your numbers, checking your numbers every single day, first thing in the morning, just reviewing your numbers. Mm-hmm. That's a great habit to get into for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what's the name of the software again
that you mentioned? It's YNAB. Like, you need a budget. And they have lots of tutorials. So there, it's lots of support, lots of tutorials. So it's pretty user friendly.
I'll make sure that I include that in the show notes when we launch the episode so people can find it. And maybe they can reach out to you if they want to get your review on it. So now I'd like to talk about your business today, both businesses today, and where people can find you. So can you share the name of both businesses, the websites, social media handles, all that good stuff?
Okay. Yeah, so my company is Skin Deep Aesthetics, and the website is skindeepil.com. Same thing with my Facebook and Instagram, skindeepil. And then the tween line is zozoskin.com. And then the handles, which I'm still working on social media, but Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok will be zozo.skin.
I'm super excited for you to launch this because definitely in a space that it's not a crowded space yet.
Right.
And it's a great opportunity for, obviously, tweens are going to be using skincare, whether we like it or not. That's just where we're at today.
Right.
To create something that's going to be specialized just for them. Congratulations on your launch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And how do you typically like to work with your clients in your aesthetics business? How do you?
I mean, they come in and I make everybody feel like family. Like, I feel like they're my best friends. You know, we chat and it's almost like hanging out with your friends every day.
And do they book through an online booking?
Yes. I use Fagaro. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. And just tell me a little bit about your favorite wellness product. What's your go-to?
I love facial oils, like facial cleansing oils. I have one that I absolutely love. I also have like a nighttime Bacuccio oil serum that it just feels so good. And I feel like it's made such a difference in my skin. It gives me that glow the next day.
And I'll make sure I put that in the show notes as well.
Okay.
Everyone. And last but not least, I always like to ask people about a favorite book that they're reading, whether that be just a business resource book, or it could really be anything. It doesn't have to be something you're reading now, maybe something that you read in the past, or it could be also, if it's not a book, it could be your favorite go-to website where you gain a lot of knowledge as well. Lastly, I just want to ask you about your favorite book that you're currently reading now. It could be a business resource, or it also could be a website, your go-to website.
I just picked up Never Lose a Customer Again. And I love that book. It's a lot of it talks about like customer experience and really how to make your customers or clients feel so special, which is something I've always done. As I'm reading this, I'm like, oh yeah, I've been doing this, I'm doing that. But it gives you really good ideas how to make it even better for them.
Thank you for sharing that. And I also want to just plant this seed as a reminder to everyone on your skincare brand that you're launching. You just did a soft launch, but can you also just share again the website name and also give just a very brief description of the products and who they're targeting?
Yeah, so it's a tween skincare line and it's called Zozo after my daughter Zoe, who was the inspiration for creating the line. Right now it's a cleanser and a moisturizer, and I wanna keep it simple because tweens only need a couple products. They don't need a 15-step routine. They need a cleanser and a moisturizer. So I'll probably eventually come out with some masks and other products, you know, down the road. But I feel like right now I want to keep it more simple. And, you know, this line is geared more towards tweens and teens. But it specifically has a lot of like calming, healing, and hydrating ingredients, stuff that's actually really good for their young, delicate skin.
Fantastic. Well, Samantha, thank you so much for sharing everything today. It was very insightful and Thank you for coming on the Well Aligned podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for having me, Sandy.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Samantha again for her time and valuable information. I will be including all of her information in the show notes, so make sure you check on that. And then if you have any questions for me or feedback, feel free to reach out to Sandy at thewellaligned.com. Until next time.